You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The equity boom in Indian markets has drawn lakhs of new investors into the investing arena, particularly in the post-pandemic era. This surge is evident in the substantial profits realized by equity investors, who have gained rupees 50,000 crore over the last 4 years and are currently holding unrealized profit of rupees 1 lakh crore on an AUM of rupees 4.5 lakh crore, according to Nitin Kamath of Zerodha. Kamath also acknowledged the market expansion post-COVID, reflected in Zerodha's growing assets under management. Indian markets are trading near all-time highs following the Modi-led NDA's third consecutive electoral victory. Zerodha now boasts over 1.3 crore clients, contributing to over 15% of all retail order volumes in India daily. Moving on, TDP leader N. Chandrababu Naidu's family has seen significant rise in wealth, with Andhra Pradesh-based Heritage Foods shares experiencing a remarkable surge of over 105% over the past 12 trading sessions. This surge has translated into a staggering increase of rupees 1,225 crore in the family's fortune. On Monday, Heritage Foods shares hit a fresh 52-week high of rupees 727.9 on the BSE, locking in a 10% upper circuit. Just over 2 weeks ago, on May 23rd, the stock closed at rupees 354.5. Notably, from June 3rd, a day before election results, to June 10th, the share price has seen an unbeaten rally. Chief Minister-designate Chandrababu Naidu's family's total holding in the company stands at 35.71%, translating into 3,31,36,005 shares. Elsewhere, on the very next day of Narendra Modi's BJP-led NDA government taking charge, public sector bank employees got good news. The Dearness Allowance DA for bank employees has been revised at 15.97% for 3 months, May to July 2024. In a circular on June 10th, the Indian Banks Association, IBA, announced the DA revision for bank employees. In terms of Clause 13 of the 12th Bipartite Settlement dated 8th March 2024 and Clause 2.1 of the Joint Note dated 8th March 2024, the rate of Dearness Allowance payable to workmen and officer employees for the months of May, June and July 2024 shall be 15.97% of pay, the IBA said in a joint note. Notably, with parts of India reeling under severe and prolonged heat waves and also with strong manufacturing activity, there has been a robust demand for power in the first 2 months of the fiscal year. According to a report by CRISIL, power demand is likely to have grown by 13% in comparison to April-May 2023. In May, the power demand is estimated to have surged to approximately 156 billion units BUs, logging a 15% on-year increase. The peak power demand touched new highs at 256 gigawatts and 250 gigawatts on May 29th and 30th respectively, due to soaring temperatures that hit 50.5 degrees Celsius in Churu, Rajasthan on May 29th. Moving on, India's Tier 2 and 3 cities are increasingly turning to online platforms to meet the requirements of baby care products such as wet wipes, cotton nappies, eco-friendly detergents, soft toys, mittens and rompers, among others. The order volumes of baby care products in FY24 grew 30% over FY23 volumes across India's Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, as per a data analyzed by Unicommerce. Additionally, both marketplaces and brand websites saw an increase in volumes, with 34 and 21% year-on-year rise in order volumes, respectively, during FY2024. When it comes to the products that experience an upsurge, it is body suits, feeding spoons, diapers, pants, tops and vests, reason being rising awareness about such products and ease of access. Furthermore, Larsen & Toubro, RVNL, GMR Airport Infrastructure, IRB Infrastructure Developers, and NBCC India are the top 5 infrastructure stocks according to market capitalization after the NDA government was sworn in. With the National Infrastructure Pipeline (NIP) project launched in 2020, India hopes to invest Rs 111 lakh crore between 2020 and 2025, or nearly INR 22 lakh crore annually on average. Also, the NDA government, citing a white paper prepared by the Finance Ministry, said, from 2014-15, to 2022-23, the length of national highways was increased from 98,000 kilometers to 145,000 kilometers. Cargo traffic at major ports has risen from 581 million tons to 784 million tons. The electrified rail route has gone up from 22,224 kilometers FY15 to 50,394 kilometers 2021-2022. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices closed the trading session on a positive note on June 12. The BSE Sensex gained 100.85 points or 0.13% to finish the day's trading at 76,557.44, while the NSE Nifty 50 closed at 43.55 points or 0.19% higher at 23,308.40. Nifty Midcap 100 closed 549 points or 1.02% at 54,215.40. Bank Nifty closed in the green, up 95.85 points or 0.19% at 49,801.60. Coal India, Power Grid Corp, Eicher Motors, SBI Life and Tech Mahindra were the top gainers in the Nifty 50, while M&M, Britannia, Hindustan Unilever, Tata Consumer Products and Titan were the major losers in the Nifty 50 on June 12. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.